Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the Living Water, sounds of the Living Water, sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water, sounds of the Living Water, sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water, sounds of the Living Water, sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water, sounds of the Living Water, sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
Shalom, shalom, everyone. Grace and peace in Jesus. Hallelujah. Job Israel, the Commonwealth of Israel. We're listening to the Monday night. It's open forum, man. If you got questions about anything that's being brought to the table, feel free. If not, we're just going to keep flowing with the scripts. But it is an open forum. We're encouraging a whole lot of questions. If you got any questions, you know, we're going to deal with some things we probably never heard of before. And that would be a good time to ask questions. So that being said, we're going to say shalom, everyone. Good evening. Welcome to another episode of The Sounds of the Living Waters in Job Israel, the Commonwealth of Israel. And tonight, we're dealing with the ministering spirits, a flame of fire. You know, actually the script goes, who maketh his angels, spirits, his ministers, a flame of fire? That's what we're dealing with. Why? You know, we know who God is. We know who the Ab is. You know, but who are they? That's the question. You know, I think they get a light rep. You know, I don't think they get as much attention as they should. And that's why I think, you know, demonic possessions is rampant. Because we don't pay attention to them and their works, which we should. Because then you can see the works. You know, you want to have so many people just walking around talking to themselves and the devils and things, you know. So, this is just one of them things, man. This is one of those precepts just showing us part of the creation. We are not alone. You know, you got God. You have his angels. You have heaven. Then you have earth. And then you have us. We're not created from heaven directly. We're created from the earth that's created from heaven. This guaranteed us immortality just on PG principles, just on general principles. It's just on general principles all day. That's it. Just going to get immortality. Just being created from heaven. But it was somebody else created from heaven. That was the angels. They're created directly from heaven. You know, the earth had to be formed first for us to be created. Whereas the angels are direct descendants of heaven. So we have to understand where they came from and why did he call them ministering spirits of flame of fire. You see, this is that thing. So this is two different conversations. We may touch on either or just to point out the conversation, but what we're going to do is really get into what the works, and they have a job in the creation. So, with that being said, we're going to ask the sisters, can you please cover your heads, and if we can stand and face Jerusalem, and brothers, if you could please uncover your heads and stand and face Jerusalem and open up.
Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, thou art very great. Thou art clothed with honor and majesty. Who covers thyself with light as with a garment? Who stretches out the heavens like a curtain? Who layeth the beams of his chambers in the waters? Who maketh the clouds his chariot? Who walketh upon the wings of the wind? Who maketh his angels spirits, his ministers a flaming fire? Who laid the foundations of the earth that it should not be removed forever. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of this word. I have read Psalms 104, verses 1 through 5. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, have mercy on our sins and allow us into your kingdom. Father, have mercy and send forth both physical and spiritual gifts upon us. Father, have mercy on our teachers, our elders, and our brethren and their families. Father, have mercy on them that don't know you, God, but delight in blessing us because they see your light and kindness upon us, Father. Have mercy on them and their families as well. And Father, have mercy on our children and our children's children and their children and their families. And Father, have mercy on send forth your Holy Spirit and give us a mind to perceive, eyes to see, ears to hear, and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and the faith to perform it. And Father, have mercy on them that hear us and give them also a mind to perceive, eyes to see, ears to hear, and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and the faith to perform it. In Jesus' heavenly name, we pray for the mercies endure forever. Amen. Amen. So, let's get into this precept. Once again, the title tonight's precept is He maketh his spirits minister flames of fire, or he maketh his angels. Who maketh his angels ministering spirits of flame and fire. And that's what they're made of. Man is not made from flame and fire. We're made from the earth. It's actually three generations from heaven, which is not a bad deal because heaven and earth was created first.
Amen.
Sweet that. Let's go into Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1.
Genesis 1 and 1. Amen. Genesis 1 and 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth.
Stop. So we see here we got heaven and the earth being created before anything else, before there was a sun and a moon and the stars. You see that? So this was before the earth, and the earth is actually the oldest thing that was created. When you look at the grand scheme of things from heaven, because heaven is the first of everything.
Amen.
But then you got the earth, which is the first out of heaven. Because there's nothing else here.
Amen.
Then you got the angels, which are created from heaven. This is that thing. Let's look at that. Let's go into Ezekiel. No, let's go into Psalms 104. Psalms 104. Pick it up at 1.
Psalms 104 and 1.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Psalms chapter, let's see, 104. Psalms 104 and 1 reads, "Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord my God, thou art very great. Thou art clothed with honor and majesty, who covereth thyself with light as with a garment, who stretcheth out the heavens like a curtain, who layeth the beams of his chambers in the waters, who maketh the clouds his chariot, who walketh upon the wings of the wind, who maketh his angels spirits, his ministers a flaming fire."
Stop. See that? He maketh his angels spirits.
Amen.
And ministers of flame and fire. So.
A flaming fire.
A flaming fire. So that's what they are. So they had to be created from fire even to even get that title. Go to Ezekiel chapter 28. Of ministers of flame and fire. Ezekiel chapter 28. And pick it up at 11.
Amen. Ezekiel 28 and verse 11 reads, "Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, take up a lamentation upon the king of Tyrus, and say unto him, Thus saith the Lord God, Thou fillest up the sum full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. Thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was thy covering, the sardis, topaz, and the diamond, the beryl, the onyx, and the jasper, the sapphire, the emerald, and the carbuncle, and gold. The workmanship of thy tabrets and of thy pipes was prepared in thee in the day that thou wast created. Thou art the anointed cherub that covereth, and I have set thee so. Thou wast upon the holy mountain of God. Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire."
Stop. So we got here, the Lord is showing us that this is Satan. He's talking to him. And then he called him the cherub, and he said, and he said, this is what he was created from. He was created, he said, first he gave him, he wrote wisdom and knowledge upon them, right? Because they're in the book. So he wrote this in, pertaining to him, that he said, "Thou fillest up the sum full of wisdom, perfect in beauty." So that's his story. Then he said this, and he said, "Thus hast thou been in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was thy covering, the sardis, the topaz, the diamond, the beryl, the onyx, the jasper." So far, the sapphire, the emerald, the carbuncle, the gold, the workmanship of thy tabrets and thy pipes when it was prepared in thee in the day that thou was created. Also instruments.
Amen.
So where did Lamech get that from? To be the creator of instruments and of brass instruments at that. Mm. So he said this, he said, "In the day that thou hast pipes." So that meant that he was going to be not only singing, but musical. He was able to play songs and things like that. But his voice, this is what this thing is. This cherub have a voice that's of a pipe.
Amen.
Go to Revelation chapter 4 and verse 1. Revelation 4 and 1.
Amen. Revelation
4 and 1. Because we got right here, you got the cherub, but we're going to look at a seraphim.
Revelation chapter 4 and verse 1 reads, "After this I looked, and behold, a door was open in heaven, and the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said, Come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter. And immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. And he that sat was to look upon like a jasper and a sardine stone. And there was a rainbow round about the throne, and sight like unto an emerald.
And round about the throne were 24 seats. And upon the seats I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white raiment, and they had on their heads crowns of gold. And out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunderings and voices. And there were 7 lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the 7 spirits of God. And before the throne there was a sea of glass like unto crystal. And in the midst of the throne and round about the throne were 4 beasts full of eyes before and behind.
That's them. Those are what you call cherubs or seraphim. These are actually the seraphim. These are the ones that actually surround the throne. That's in New Jerusalem, but you got the cherubims, which you ride upon, which are different.
Amen.
The cherubims are actually the cars, and the seraphims are the ones that actually surround the throne.
Amen.
This is the Father's throne right here, but he's in heaven.
Amen.
Because that's what he said. I saw heaven was open to me, so he's actually in heaven.
Amen.
Look at me.
What was that?
Forget this. And then pick it up at that one. Because remember he said pipes was created in them.
Mm-hmm. So go back to Revelation 4 and 1.
Yeah.
Revelation chapter 4 verse 1 reads, "After this I looked, and behold, a door was open in heaven, and the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me."
See, those are the pipes. See, they got speech either in music or in an actual alphabet. They can speak anything because they actually understand the Kevedim. So, of course.
Amen.
They bilingual. But on so many levels, but right here, it says, and he was one that sounded as a trumpet. So this is the pipes that was created. So they have this sound, you see, but then they also had the sounds of rushing waters.
Amen.
They got that too, you see. Let's look at this a little further.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go into Ezekiel chapter 28. What do we leave off at? 14? Because I like to read that 14 again.
Okay, so go back to Ezekiel 28.
Yes, ma'am.
We left off at 14.
Okay, we'll read the 14 again.
Ezekiel 28 and verse 14 reads, "Thou art the anointed cherub that covereth, and I have set thee so. Thou was upon the holy mountain of God. Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire."
See, heaven is on fire. That's what they're created from. They're created from heaven. That's why they minister spirits of flame of fire, because that's what heaven is.
Amen.
Go to 2 Peter. Yes, ma'am. And chapter 3.
Mm-hmm.
And verse 10.
2 Peter 3 and 10 reads, "But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heaven shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness?" Hmm. 10 again, "But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt the fervent heat, the earth also, and the works that are therein shall be burnt up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy convocation and godliness, looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat.
See, the heavens are what?
On fire.
There it is. Just like we read in Ezekiel, the heavens are on fire. So they had a capacity to dwell in a fire that whatever heaven is made from. Because that's what they're created from. That. We're not created from. We're created from that, but in a third person. The earth, so to say. Once the earth got some flesh on it, then the fire exists inside the earth like it do us. When a body dies, it grows cold. It's like a planet. It's like a star going to sleep. Yeah. So see here that the heavens are on fire. He said this is what he was created from. This is what a cherub is created from. This is what a seraphim is created from. They're created from this. This is why they had those attributes. What do you mean? Go to Revelation chapter 21.
Amen.
Revelation 21.
Revelation 21. Amen.
And we're going to pick up New Jerusalem, and we're going to talk a little bit of it, about it, but what we want to focus in on is the foundation, you know, because they were created from heaven. So the heavens got a foundation. That means that just like the earth, the deeper you go into the earth, you run into granite and stuff like that. And then the deeper you run into the earth, you run into oil. And then you run in deeper, you further you go into the earth, you run into crystals and stuff like that. You start running into all these different elements within the earth. Well, it's the same thing in heaven.
Amen.
When God's going to come back and he's going to do away with the water, we're really going to find. That's what he said. It's in the law that we'll really find the jewels of heaven.
Amen.
They're in the seas.
Amen.
Revelations 21 and verse 16.
Revelation 21 and 16.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Revelation 21 and verse 16 reads, "And the city lieth four square, and the length is as large as a breadth. And he measured the city with the reed 12,000 furlongs. The length and the breadth and the height of it are equal. And he measured the wall thereof 144 cubits, according to the measure of a man, that is of the angel. And the building of the wall..." "And the building of a wall of it was of jasper, and the city was pure gold like unto clear glass. And the foundations of the wall of the city were garnished with all manner of precious stones."
Wait a minute. Hold up. So this is what the angels was created in. That's what he said in Ezekiel, the exact same thing. So they look like this. You know, and the gold that he's created in, he said, remember now, he's also created in gold, but guess what? You can see through it because you can see the fire that exists inside of him.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So this gold is transparent.
Amen.
This is the most purest. People think gold is heavy, but actually it's not. It's really flexible metal. It's like aluminum foil. The purest form is like aluminum foil. It's very... tender, delicate.
Amen.
You know, you can crease it.
Amen.
The gold that we have has metal in it so that it can weigh something. But this here, when it comes, this is the truth.
Amen.
Read on.
Amen. Verse 20. The fifth... am I at Revelation 21 and 20?
Revelation 21 and verse 19.
Thank you.
We'll pick it up at just 8:20:18 again.
Okay. Revelation 21 and verse 18. And the building of the wall of it was of jasper, and the city was pure gold like unto clear glass. 19. And the foundations of the wall of the city were garnished with all manner of precious stones. The first foundation was jasper, the second sapphire, the third a chalcedony, the fourth an emerald, the fifth a sardonyx, the sixth sardius, the seventh chrysolite, the eighth beryl, the ninth a topaz, the tenth a chrysophoras, and the 11th a jacinth, the 12th an amethyst. And the 12 gates were 12 pearls, every several gate was of one pearl. And the street of the city was pure gold, as it were transparent glass.
Stop. So we see that the heavens is on fire, and they look like this.
Amen.
So the angels is walking up and down through this on fire, because all of this is on fire.
Yes.
You see, so because they are ministering spirits in what? Flame of fire.
Mm-hmm.
Go to Hebrews chapter 1 and 1.
Amen.
Hebrews 1 and 1.
Hebrews 1 and 1. God who at sundry times in diverse manners spake in time past unto fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the world, who being the brightness of his glory, and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels, as he had by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. For unto which of the angels said he at any time, Thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. And again I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. And again, when he bringeth in the first begotten into the world, he saith, And let all the angels of God worship him. And of the angels he saith, Who maketh his angels spirits and his ministers a flame of fire?
Stop. So he called this, he said, the Son of God is made in his image, and he's made better than the angels. And we're created in the image of God, so we're made better than the angels. So what's the difference? Our faith. But wait a minute. He said this, what makes us different? What truly makes us different? Let's go into Luke. Yeah, Luke 24 and verse 36.
Mm-hmm. Luke 24 and verse 36. Luke 24 and 36 reads, And as they thus spake, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and said unto them, Peace be unto you. But they were terrified and affrighted and supposed that they had seen a spirit. And he said unto them, Why are ye troubled, and why do thoughts arise in your hearts? Behold, my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Handle me and see, for a spirit hath not flesh and bones, as ye see me have.
See, they minister spirits in flame of fire. They don't have bones. That's the other thing. That would make them have to be a shift changer. They can change their shapes. If you got a skeleton, the best you can be is a contortionist, you know, or aphrodestrious, I guess that's another word. Amdest, whatever that you pronounce that. But that's the best you can become, but you can't do anything with your skeleton. You know, even though your skeleton is highly flexible, you can't do anything to it, like break it or bend it to its, you know, anything to that effect. Angels don't have a skeleton. They can turn it to a ball. They can turn it to a ball. They can turn it to a square. They can do anything because they don't have a skeleton. They minister spirits of flame and fire. That's the difference. Like he said, look at him. So the God of Israel, the Father and the Son just told us that they both have skeletons. And that's the difference in us and them, that we're made in his image because we have one. You notice that you can find skeletons of the Egyptians 4,000 or 5,000 years old, you know, intact. They desecrating at this time, but they were intact because the skeleton is made to live forever. So this is the difference between men and angels, is that we have a skeleton and they don't. So that, you know, and among other things, this became an issue because in the beginning, God gave the man, in fact, let's look at that. Let's go into Genesis chapter 1 and, and 26, 1 and 26.
Genesis chapter 1 and verse 26 reads, "And God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let him have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image, and the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them, and God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth."
Stop. That's when he gave dominion over the angels too, because they move upon the earth, even the good ones. Because when they hit the earth, they're in our domain. So they have to become obedient unto us because this is our element. You have dominion over everything that move upon the earth. So this what gave man dominion over the angels right here. Whenever they came on the earth, we had power over them. Unless, you know, like God of Israel told us, he said, but they're not going to forgive your sins because my word is in them. So we get to sinning before God, then the angels will have their way, good or evil. Go to Psalms chapter 8.
Amen. Psalms chapter 8 and verse 1.
Yes, ma'am. Read to the 9.
Amen. Psalms chapter 8 and verse 1 reads, "O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest steal the enemy and the avenger. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars, which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thine hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet. All sheep and oxen, yea, and the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passeth through the paths of the seas, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth." Amen, amen, and amen.
See, that's what he gave man, authority over everything. So who questioned that? It couldn't be God because he knew what he already did. So who questioned it? The angel. Now, it don't say which one, so we can't go into hypotheticals or anything like that, but it couldn't have been God, and there's nothing else in the creation but angels than us, because there's nothing else mentioned. You know, you got different forms of it, like you got the seven spirits, you got the ones that surround, you got the cherubims and the seraphims and things like that. Even the 24 elders, all angels. Then what they doing with crown? That's a good question. That's one that I think I'd love to ask the Father when he get back. But what they doing with crowns? Well, Michael was called a prince, and if he a prince, that means he wore one too, right? Go figure. So this is this. Let's go into Hebrews chapter 2. He gave him dominion over everything. When I consider the heavens and the works of our fingers and the sun and the moon, that's why man actually controlled it. It was man that controlled the heavens and the stars, and he asked, you know, it was Joshua that stopped the sun from going down. Hebrews chapter 2. Hebrews chapter 2. And verse 5.
Hebrews 2 and verse 5 reads, "For unto the angels have he..." Let me take these off. Oh my goodness, I need some more glasses. Hebrews 2 and 5 reads, "For unto the angels have he not put in subjection the world to come, whereof we speak. But one in a certain place testifies, saying, What is man that thou art mindful of him? Or the son of man that thou visited him? Thou madest him a little lower than the angels. Thou crowned him with glory and honor, and didst set him over the works of thine hands. Thou hast put all things in subjection under his feet, for in that he put all in subjection under him, he left nothing that is not put under him, but now we see not yet all things put under him. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. For it became him for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, and bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through the suffering."
Stop. So he said this. He said, "In a certain place, what is man that thou art mindful of him, or the son of man that thou visited him?" Why? Because they were testifying that Jesus was going to come down into the planet and visit mankind. Why would he visit mankind? To what purpose? You know, right. To what purpose? That he has to visit man, come down from heaven, come from that place where he is right now to sit down and be with us. Why? Because this man is on a clock. It's on a big clock. And it started when he said, "Let there be light." And we're approaching the 12th day in the creation, or the seventh day in man. However you look at it, it's coming fast. And he's giving man an ample warning, clean your houses up. It used to be that guy used to wink at things, but he said, "Those days are over. No more winking."
Amen.
Let's look at this a little further. So we see here that he is created in the image of man. You see that man is created in the image of God. And so wait a minute, it's in Numbers. consuming fire.
What are you looking for?
Consuming fire. And what am I doing, Cass?
I don't know.
Okay. Deuteronomy 4:24.
Amen. Deuteronomy 4:24?
Yeah.
Amen. Deuteronomy chapter 4 and verse 24 reads, "For the Lord thy God is a consuming fire, even a jealous God."
So he's a consuming fire. So heaven is on fire. The angels on fire. That's the only way you can look at God and live. You can't look at his face. Amen. He created in a light that don't exist, that never existed.
Amen.
Before. Ever. But the angels can see him. The beasts of the field can see him. You see, they can even see the angels.
Amen.
In fact, go to Numbers chapter 22.
It's in Numbers.
Yeah. Yeah, Numbers 22 and 22. Funny. 22:22 when you receive your reading.
Numbers chapter 22 and verse 22 reads, "And God's anger was kindled because he went, and the angel of the Lord stood in the way for an adversary against him. Now he was riding upon his ass, and his two servants were with him. And the ass saw the angel of the Lord standing in the way, and his sword drawn in his hand. And the ass turned aside out of the way and went in the field, and Balaam smote the ass to turn her into the way. But the angel of the Lord stood in a path of the vineyards, a wall being on this side and a wall on that side. And when the ass saw the angel of the Lord, she thrust herself into the wall and crushed Balaam's foot against the wall, and he smote her again. And the angel of the Lord went further and stood in a narrow place where was no way to turn either to the right hand or to the left. And when the ass saw the angel of the Lord, she fell down under Balaam, and Balaam's anger was kindled, and he smote the ass with his staff. And the Lord opened the mouth of the ass, and she said unto him, Balaam, what have I done unto thee that thou hast smitten me these three times?"
Wait a minute.
Three times.
So and the ass is supposed to sound like Eddie Murphy. It's supposed to be a girl. Because mm-hmm. donkeys are girls.
Amen.
Yep.
Mm.
Yep.
What?
Yep. Anyway, she spoke to him, right? She saw the angel.
Mm-hmm.
So the beasts of the field see the angels.
Amen. That's why they. Wait a minute, this lady was walking.
They can see the spirit on you, whether it's good or evil.
Right.
They can tell if you got a dumb spirit on you. I had a dog named Shaky that would not allow anything that had a dumb spirit on them, like, you know, like children and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
If they had dumb spirits, you know, like they was a little autistic or whatever, he would growl like, yep, you got issues. Yeah. But he wouldn't do nothing to him. He just like, no, you got issues. And the God of Israel said, those are spirits.
Yeah, that reminds me of a video of a young lady. It showed everybody else walking out of whatever place they were walking from, shopping from. And everybody else was fine or whatever. But then when this one specific lady walks out of this shopping center, the camera shows
Now, everybody else has been walking in and out all day, fine. But when this one particular young lady walks out, it shows some type of big, I don't even know what kind of bird it was. I don't know the name of it. I just know it was a bird with big-ass wings. He came flying down at her when she walked out the building. He came flying down at her, started tapping her in her head like this, and she was running. Ah! White lady, she was running. Then he saw he didn't get her, attacking her in the head. He flew down and started attacking her. Then she was running with her shopping bags, and he was attacking her on the back, on the neck, wherever he could get her. He was just pecking her. And she's still holding on to these shopping bags, running, screaming her hair all over her head. Then she said, forget these damn bags. She throws the bags down because the bird is still coming after her, attacking her. So some man pulls up. Some man pulls up and sees the bird attacking her. The bird, not birds, but bird attacking her. Some man pulls up in his car, his ride. She's like, yeah, thank you. She's trying to get in his car. So he gets out the car and says, get in my car. He opens up his car. He's getting out of his car to tell her, get in my car. She opens up the car and says, I'm getting in your car because, shit, he's attacking me. But when she opens up the door to get in the car, the bird gets in the car with her. This big butt bird gets in the car with her. The man that was driving the car to tell her to get in because his door is open, so both doors open. He said, I ain't getting back in that. Getting back in there. The bird was attacking her inside of his car. And I said, Jesus, what in the world did this woman do that you have this big butt bird attacking herself? Because she's done something. I don't know. Maybe it was just a fragrance on her. I don't know. Maybe the same perfume or whatever she had on was somebody that did something bad to her family member. She just remembers that scent. So whenever the bird smells that scent, they just go loco. I don't know. But the Lord let that happen. It didn't look like nothing nice. And the man was trying to save her and the bird. The bird said, I don't care about your car. He flew in the car with her.
See, that was from God.
I know that when the bird went in the car with her,
that was from
God. I already know it was from when the bird kept attacking her. I knew it was from God.
So he was mocking her for something.
I don't know.
But that was extra.
That was so extra. I was laughing and crying at the same time because it wasn't funny, but it was. But I said, "Oh Jesus, look at you work through the animals." Oh,
then that's what he do. He said he had sent hornets when he was with Joshua, right? He sent hornets to chase the rest of the people out that was hiding.
Oh.
And he said it was more that got killed by the hornets than Israel.
Ooh.
Yep.
Ooh, like what's going on today.
Yeah, but what got on that bird, God knows. What was on that woman to get it, God knows. What I'm saying is that angel, the donkey see, the beast of the field see him.
That's right.
You know, they see him. So man, you know, we so tunnel vision, and we so far from the spirit, you know, because we so engaged in this. We so far from the spirit, we carnal 24/7.
That's what they want.
You can say we in the word, but you're not. We carnal 24/7. That's it.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And you know, that's the thing, which we don't think so. Everything around you is carnal 24/7. How you think you're not?
Amen.
See, that's the first. This is how you know we're not wrestling. We're not in a struggle. We're not because we're in compliance with these spirits that surround us. You know, we don't have issues, man, and going into malls or whatever with our children, and you got, you know, naked women all over the place, all on the walls, all on the stands, and everything you see. You know, like, what is all of this got to do with clothes? Nobody have any on. Uh-huh. So, it's bugging, man. You know, it just really is. And it's all the spirits, man. You know, and it's the spirits, how we look at it, we actually see them. That's another thing. Because sometimes these spirits, they're on people and people don't even know that they're there. Yeah. And they've been carrying them around for a long time. Watch this. Go in Ephesians.
Ephesians.
I'm taking four now. Let's see. No.
No.
Hold on, hold on.
What are you looking for?
He talks about the spirit of variance and lasciviousness and emulation and heresies. What is that?
Hold on there. Let's go to it right now.
Angulations.
Yep, let's go to Galatians.
Yep, it's in Galatians 5.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is the thing. Now, pick it up at 16.
Galatians 5 and 16.
Yes, now this is the spirits on people and not knowing it. See, we got to be careful because they know that we don't know. The more you know, the more you're accountable for. Of course, you're bringing those things into subjection. You're bringing those things into subjection, hands down. So,
Galatians 5, was that 16?
Yeah.
Galatians chapter 5, verse 16 reads, "This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. But if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is of love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lust. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vain glory, provoking one another, envying one another." Amen.
See that? Thus the spirits that's upon man, and because of the angels, they know that we don't know that we have these things on us.
Amen.
So they play in our darkness. You see, so we have to be willing to accept that these things, once you look at these definitions, exist, and if they exist in your character, then you have to ask the Father to remove these spirits from you.
Amen. Amen.
Seriously. The real true exorcism, if any exorcism, you know, the real true one is you facing yourself.
Amen.
So this is that thing. So now, we see that we got this spirit. Now watch this, okay? Because he said, Watch this. Go to Genesis chapter 4. Because if he said, I say then, if we walk in the spirit, ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. These are contrary one to another, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Genesis chapter 4 and verse 1. Watch this conversation.
Amen. Genesis 4 and 1 reads, and Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived, and bare Cain, and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. And she again bare his brother Abel. And Abel was a keeper of the sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. And in process of time it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. Verse 4, and Abel he also brought of the firstlings of his flock and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering, but unto Cain and to his offering he had not respect.
Mm-hmm.
And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord said unto Cain, Why art thou wroth, and why is thy countenance fallen? And if thou doest well, shall not be accepted. And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door. And unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him.
Look at that. See what happened?
Mm-hmm.
See, the spirit was standing there the whole time.
Amen.
He was standing there the whole time. And this is the thing. We don't know it because we don't think these things are on us. He said, why do you think your kindness is falling? Right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's telling them the spirit is there.
Mm-hmm.
The spirit is right there. You entertaining the devil. If you don't check yourself, you're going to do something monstrous.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what he did. Then the son's blood cried from the earth. That's even nowadays. You know, those of us that are so-called baptized in the word of God and things like that got the blood of Jesus on us, and then we go out there and we desecrate the blood with no issues whatsoever. Like Satan is.
Ooh, God forbid. No, thank you.
I mean, seriously.
Seriously.
Okay. We can get out here and we can desecrate the blood of Jesus. We are no more than Satanists.
No, thank you.
Well, that's how you become ungodly. That's the ungodly. Once godly, now they. Anyway, this. So we see the spirit is standing there, and he told him this. He said, "Look, check yourself, because if you don't." Sin lies at the door, which is your sin, whatever it may be. Your sin may be not the next man's, but your sin is waiting on you. And you haven't checked yourself. You see, and sin's laying at the door waiting.
Amen.
So this is that thing.
Amen.
So then he said, and unto thee shall be his desire. Then he pointed out the devil right there.
Amen.
Right there on the spot. He pointed him out. He says, see, unto thee shall be his desire, and he is going to rule over you. And if he rules over you.
Oh, so just like the Lord told the woman that your husband shall what? And he shall rule over you?
Yeah, in Genesis chapter 3 and 16.
But she's not wicked.
Who's wicked?
No one.
Genesis 3:16 produced some wicked women.
Mm-hmm.
Genesis 2:18 produced a lot of righteous women.
So 18 righteous.
Uh-huh.
And what was wicked?
Genesis 3:16.
So 16 is wicked and 18 is righteous. That's
well, I'm just saying the 16 brought all them issues. Yeah.
That every woman goes through.
No, but they didn't have a minute ago.
Mm. Okay, so now that.
That's why I said 18. mm-hmm. brought the righteous,
mm-hmm.
and 16 brought the wicked.
So the wicked came before the righteous?
No, they came afterward.
You said 16 was the wicked and 18 was the righteous.
Exactly.
Did you say that, or did you say 18 was the righteous and 16 was the
wicked? You just said it again.
No. I heard something.
Are you trying to find a reason not to?
No, I'm just trying to make sure I heard the right thing right.
You did. You just said it 3 times.
Okay, so I said the right thing.
Exactly.
That's what I heard.
Yeah.
Okay. I believe you. So say it again.
Okay. 18
uh-huh.
is the righteous.
Uh-huh.
And 3 and 16, mm-hmm. that's where the wicked come out of. Because, well, that's when the disruption of the spirit came in. I'm going to multiply your sorrows. Well, that's everything.
Mm-hmm.
That's even health issues.
Mm-hmm.
Mental health and physical.
Mm.
You know. So that's a whole nother conversation. But see, here it is. Here it is. We talk to the devil. That's the conversation that got man to this point. And we act like we are holier than thou, and we're not. We the reason why we're in our sins, because we brought insult. We had a choice. So we blaming everybody except for accepting our own fault in the creation, in the grand scheme of things.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Revelations 10 and 1. Last verse. Revelations 10 and 1. Because he's going to come with something.
Revelation.
Sometimes, you know, your brother is now, when the Lord seal you and you on your way, he's going to send you one of these brothers right here. You're going to get one of these. Revelations 10 and 1.
Amen. Revelation 10 and 1. And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head, and his face was as it were the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire. And he had in his hand a little book open, and he set his right foot upon the sea, and his left foot on the earth, and cried with a loud voice as when a lion roareth.
Remember now, he got four faces.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is a what?
A lion.
There it is. See, and he also sounds like a bird.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You know, so that's why I wasn't surprised mm-hmm. that she was telling me that story, because he's a part of the cherubims.
I'm telling you, that bird was trying to kill that lady.
Well, it was this is an eagle. That's a part of
that. Maybe it was an eagle. I don't know if that bird was
a bird of prey is a bird of prey. But, like, you know, in this area, you know, in the great wilderness mm-hmm. up here around the great white north, man, you got to watch your babies, man, because you got owls and shit out here that's big. It's really, really big. My bad. Okay. Well, I'm just saying. Anyway.
Amen. Revelation 10 and verse 2 I read.
Continue.
And verse 3 reads, and cried with a loud voice as when a lion roareth, and when he has cried, seven thunders uttereth their voices.
What?
Seven thunders uttereth their voices.
So not only do they have pipes, they sound like the beasts of the field and the fowls of the air. And also like thunder.
Amen.
Continue.
Verse 5. And the angel which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the earth lifted up his hand to heaven and swear by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that are in that are therein are, and the earth and the things that are in R, Revelation 10 and 6. I'm going to try this.
This is a real contract. Read that.
Right, real contract.
It's a real contract.
Revelation 10 and verse 6 reads, and swear by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that therein are, and the earth, and the things that therein are, and the sea, and the things which are therein, that there should be time no longer.
He called time to stand still.
Mm-hmm.
So they got powers over clocks.
Amen. Thank
That's
you.
That's what, but men got power over clocks too.
Thank you, Jesus, for revelation.
But you see what he had in his hands? Did you see what he had in his hands? If he came to you, he's going to have that in his hand.
What's in his hand?
The book.
The book was open.
The Word of God. Keep reading.
Amen. Revelation 10 and verse 7. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, as he had declared to his servants the prophets. And the voice which I heard from heaven spake unto me again, and said, Go and take the little book which is open in the hand of the angel which standeth upon the sea and upon the earth. It said, the little book which is open in the hand of the angel which standeth upon the sea and upon the earth.
So
the angel had a little book?
Well, yeah, because he's like bigger than John.
Mm.
He's like a giant. And in his hand, it looked like the book was like, but to John, it was a book. To John, it could have been like an unabridged dictionary. But to an angel in his strength, and his sight, and his height, the book could be as small as a Captain Crunch cereal piece, whatever, you know. And that's how big John was compared to him coming to get the book. That the angel was that big that the book had to be that small. So the angels got height. They, you know, they not just your average size, man. They up there.
Amen.
We did a study, man, and I, you know, I'm just going to say my little personal studies, I got 3 to 4 stories. They're like a 4-story building with 4 corners. That's what when you look at their height and their width, they're about the size of a 4-story building with 4 sides to it.
Amen.
So he said, what? Take the book and what? Continue.
Amen. I put my glasses back on.
Verse 9.
Revelation 9 and 9.
No, pick it up at 8. No, 10 and 8.
Revelation 10 and 8. Okay, I don't know why my sequence is not. Revelation 10 and 8 reads, And the voice which I heard from heaven spake unto me again, and said, Go, and take the little book which is open in the hand of the angel which standeth upon the sea and upon the earth. And I went unto the angel and said unto him, Give me the little book. And he said unto me, Take it and eat it up, and it shall make thy belly bitter, but it shall be in thy mouth sweet as honey. Amen. And I took the little book out of the angel's hand and ate it up, and it was in my mouth sweet as honey. And as soon as I had eaten it, my belly was bitter. And he saith unto me, Thou must prophesy again before many peoples and nations and tongues and kings. Now I see. Thank you, Heavenly Father. I understand that.
Okay.
Thank you, Jesus.
Nah.
You just showed me something. Amen.
You see, sometimes your brothers, when they come, they're supposed to be bringing what? Something for you to get in. They're supposed to be bringing you your gifts.
Mm-hmm.
They're supposed to be bringing you your talents. And then it's up to you to manipulate them. You see that?
Amen.
John had the spirit of wisdom and knowledge. See that?
Amen.
So that's what God gave him. And that's what his brother gave him. And he saw him. John saw his brother.
Amen.
That he was sealed with. See, we don't get, not every one of us get to see our brother. I mean, but Jesus, I mean, Moses did see God. He actually seen him. But Daniel saw his brother. Gabriel, he even got a name out of him. You know, John asked for his name. He said, why you asking me that, seeing that that's not revealed? So God, stop with that. You're not getting it.
Amen.
But we can clearly see this is his brother that he's been assigned with. And he ain't like, you know, wimpish. This dude has really got a lot of, you ain't behind none of that, you know, the Prince of Persia holding him up.
Amen.
You know what I mean? The Prince of Persia ain't going to have a chance of it, this one. And John just kept wanting to worship him or whatever, but we're going to get some more into that, man. But now, you see, they're under our subjection. And they stayed there for our edification.
Amen.
You see, we got to read this last verse, baby. Go to Luke chapter 10. Luke chapter 10 and
Amen. Luke chapter 10 and verse 17, correct? Reads, and the 70 return again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in
heaven. Stop. The spirits are what?
Because the spirits are subject unto you.
How many times we read that word in this sentence?
Oh, my God, so much.
Just how many times he just revealed that to us? So that's a what? That's a trigger.
The word.
That's right there. And you said, wait a minute. He just said this more than once, so he wanted me to look at this. What do subject mean to me? He said it more than once. When he said it more than once, then that means that he wanted you to look at it.
Amen.
Especially in the same breath.
Amen. Amen. Thanks, Jesus.
Do you have it?
Have what, babe?
Subject.
Oh. So let's go here. I'm going to hit the word subject. Amen. And the word subject states, a person or thing that is being discussed, described, or dealt with, a theme, a subject matter, a topic, an issue, a question, concern, text, thesis.
Okay, now this is what we're looking at it from a school perspective as a curriculum.
Okay.
No, we're not looking at it from that perspective. That's not the one we're looking at. Continue.
Okay, so I'm going to keep going to the next one.
Yeah.
Second one states a branch of knowledge studied or taught in a school, college, or university.
So your angel is supposed to do what?
discipline.
What else?
It says discipline. Okay, a branch of knowledge.
So your angel is a branch of knowledge.
Study or taught.
Study. That's why you had the book.
In a school, college, or university.
Continue.
So branch of knowledge, branch of study, course of study.
This is why Eve said, you know, that it was something to be wise or, you know, something to that effect. Right?
Uh-huh.
Continue.
And then it also states field, area, course, specialty, speciality, essence, matter, gist, thread, point, content, motif, thesis, text, concern, question, issue, topic, subject matter, and theme.
That's what you got.
Mm-hmm. And then it says bring under one's control or jurisdiction, typically by using force.
Stop. It says to bring one under your what?
To bring a person or country under one's control or jurisdiction.
Once an angel hit the earth, he becomes under our control because he is in what? Our jurisdiction.
Element
in there. Exactly. Mm-hmm. See that? Oh, that makes sense to that other movie I saw too. Oh, that makes sense to that. Amen. Amen. So, with that being said, we're gonna hold up here, and God willing, we're gonna get back to this because we want to show some of these things that they're capable of, man, like walking through walls, walking through fire, taking over people.
Amen. I'm a witness.
You know, they could do some things. So, you know, it's not like you just cover them in one sitting. They can do things. They got a whole lot of, and then once they take over a human being, whatever that being is, they got a bunch of it. Because say that person, say that angel has the spirit of telepathy, you know, that can make stuff move. Mm-hmm. That person is going to be that individual that they can actually make stuff move because they got that energy or that spirit. Just that thing, it's a lot. You know, it's a lot. So, with that being said, tomorrow, we want to remind everybody, tomorrow evening, you have the red and the black in the green room with your brother, Pharaoh Ahmad. He will be here tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock p.m. at Sound Living Waters. He's going to be here for that. He always bringing the drama.
He every week has been getting hotter and hotter.
Man.
Woo, razor blade and lemon juice.
Yes, that short bus daily.
Jesus.
Man.
I said, there he go. Last week I was like, woo.
Amen.
Jesus. I couldn't sleep.
He is seasoned.
He's back.
He's a seasoned. He's a seasoned priest.
Amen. He's back.
He's seasoned. You know, he's seen some things.
Amen.
You know. He ain't just talking.
And that's right, amen. He's just not talking. So
with that being said, we're going to thank everybody for their time. We hope we edify someone. And as we say here at the Sound of Living Waters, do what?
Read your Bibles.
Read your Bibles, people.
Read your Bibles.
Read
your Bible and your pocketbook.
Read your Bible.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the
Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Times of the living water. Sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, radio show.